AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Geneva, Ali Bahraini, Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, says his country is not stopping its offensive.
We have full trust in the capabilities of our military forces to continue this defense to the end and to the point that the aggressors are stopped and punished.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain is sending a warship to Cyprus after a drone hit on a UK base.
We were not involved in the initial strikes on Iran, and we will not join offensive action now. But Iran is pursuing a scorched earth strategy. So we are supporting the collective self-defense of our allies and our people in the region.
Iran has expanded its targets in a spiraling war. It struck the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia as Washington began to pull many staff out of the Middle East. The U.S. and Israel battered Iran with airstrikes. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is on Capitol Hill defending her agency in testimony and under questioning at a Senate hearing. This is her first appearance since two people were shot and killed by government officers in Minneapolis.
We've worked at targeting the worst of the worst that many times
our
agents have been faced with violence.
An ICE officer shot and killed Renee Good. Border Protection officer shot and killed Alex Preddy. The deaths led to demands for accountability. A man in Georgia who gave his teenage son the gun he's accused of using to kill two students and two teachers at a high school has been convicted of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Colin Gray showed little emotion as the verdict was read. Polls are open today for midterms in primary elections in Texas, North Carolina, and Arkansas. More information at APNews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutala, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are sinking on Wall Street, and crude oil prices are leaping higher as worries rise that the war with Iran is widening and may do more damage to the global economy than anticipated. The S&P 500 dropped 2.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 1,200 points. That's about 2.5%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 2.4%. Crude oil prices climbed about 8%. Airlines fell sharply. United Airlines and American Airlines each fell more than 5%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Investors worry that rising energy prices could make overall inflation worse. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.07%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A court in Russia has banned a prominent LGBTQ plus rights group and has labeled it as extremist in the latest step in the country's crackdown on the community. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.